You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
This isn't going to end well for anyone who isn't us.
And Daryl.
I once cooked minute rice in 27 seconds. It means I'm swift. Get it?
Welcome to episode 120 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on February 11th, 2016. My name is Rob, and I am spending a lot of time in the Overwatch beta, playing against four junk rats over and over and over and over and over. And
good
it's
times.
Super fun, I'll tell you what. With me tonight is my bro host, my good buddy Daryl, all the way from the Lich King's backyard. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'd actually... 2 days ago was not looking like the Lich King's backyard, but we actually got a lot of snow yesterday, so it's back to normal now.
Yeah, you haven't hit that 3 week period out of the year where it's not snowing yet. Huh?
No, no,
I guess not yet. In February. Huh?
No, no.
Well, speaking of snow, tonight is going to be all about the icy goodness. With us tonight, talking about Frost Mages, we've got a very special guest. Please give a warm Training Dummies welcome for Cooney.
Hey guys.
Thanks so much for coming on. I know you've been busy and you've been sick and you've had a lot going on, and it's pretty cool that you finally nailed this down and you are going to come on and teach us the ways.
Well, I'm glad I could actually get a hold of you guys because apparently I almost missed like 3 or 4 messages.
Right?
What was that? What was that? Twitter, Discord. Discord's connected to the IRC.
Are you using Windows 10? Huh?
No, I'm on 7 still.
Oh, there. All right. But I was actually this close to like stalking you in game, like tracking. I was talking to Rob one night and like, should I do it? Should I log into a server and make a character? Should I do it? I didn't, but I was close.
You're supposed to tell them at the end of the show.
You would not be the first. You won't be the last.
Nice.
Well, for those, folks who may not know who you are, we'll do a little get to know you, and then we'll get into the awesomeness that is the Frost Mage. Cooney, when did you start playing? And if it's not obvious already, what is your current main?
I started playing in June 2005 with this same mage as a human.
Whoa,
nice.
Been a long time.
What is the origin of the name Cooney?
It was just a name generated a long time ago, and it kind of stuck.
That's all right. That's easy.
A little bit anticlimactic.
Seriously,
but, hey.
That's probably the best name story I think I've heard. It was there.
Boring. But...
what's your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Oh, that's a lot of them. I'd say if we skip out on the obvious friends answer, it's probably getting exalted with Darnassus way back in vanilla to earn Tiger Riding. Back when...
Oh, shoot, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, back when all the mounts needed different riding from each different race.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
That was a pretty good accomplishment, and I was really happy about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Besides Warcraft, what is your favorite Blizzard title?
I have to say Overwatch right now.
Why would you say Overwatch as opposed to Heroes or Diablo?
I am trash at Heroes.
Dude, absolute so trash. Fun, man.
Oh, it's fun when I've got someone, with me to guide me around, but yeah. I am so bad at it. Diablo, I can't really get into the seasonal thing.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
The seasonal thing?
I very much like working on one character. So the whole, hey, make a new character, start from scratch and just go again, doesn't really appeal.
Yep.
I get that. Makes sense.
Makes sense. Definitely.
Who's your favorite hero to play in Overwatch?
It's either May or Tracer, depending on if I'm offense or defense.
May is Bay.
Big surprise, though.
Rob, no.
Yes. What's your favorite raid boss of all time?
I'm going to go with Lei Shen.
That's a common one.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was just Mists of Pandaria was when I was... That was my first big hardcore expansion. I couldn't really get into Siege of Orgrimmar. We cleared it, but it wasn't a nice raid for me. But Throne of Thunder was really fun, and just Lei Shen was just such a nice fight.
For fun, the was it a week, 2 weeks ago, we went back and just ran through Throne of Thunder before our normal raid night. And of course we had a heroic with I think there was like 10 or 12 of us in there.
Yeah,
and the funny thing was that Lei Xin was actually kind of crazy still, even now, like, you know, level 100 geared up, you know, going back into old, not even old tier, but like, I mean, this is, that wasn't even the finishing tier for Pandaria. So it was weird to go in there and be like, wow, man, this is like, you gotta pay attention. And I think, I think we even wiped on it.
I think we did wipe once.
I got blown off the side. And
did you lose anyone to Helm of Command?
Uh-huh. Yep. Totally did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. What is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
Play Alpha.
There you go.
Raid. There's not much to do at the moment.
Unfortunately, no.
What classes are you enjoying on the Alpha?
Mage. I've just been poking around with that for a bit. Also, Hunter has been pretty neat.
Do you talk about the melee one or just all the...
I liked Beastmaster a lot when it came out. What was it, yesterday? Something like that.
Yeah.
Beastmaster is quite fun.
Yeah, so I still need to try out a couple of the... I went through all the artifact quests that were originally available before the holiday break. Yeah. And I kind of haven't really poked back around too much since. I played some Demon Hunter Vengeance, just quested as it for a little while, and it felt a lot better now than it did, you know, before the break. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, I think it's gonna be really cool, man. I'm really excited about Legion.
I haven't really looked at Demon Hunter since that first patch. All I remember is it was missing buttons.
I don't think that's been addressed so much as the. Well, with the Vengeance, it plays a lot different than the DPS, but it feels better. They've changed some of the resource generation and whatnot. So,
okay.
Yeah. Daryl, any other special questions?
No, I don't have any this week. Do you?
No, I'm actually kind of psyched to get into this because my mage is Frost, and I feel like I'm doing some things wrong, and it'll be good to iron that out.
All right. Well, then.
This is Lerald from my parents' basement, and you're listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
Oh, amazing.
All right.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you did. If you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter, and that is at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copen, and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD. All right. Frost mages.
Amazing.
That's what I was doing right before we started. I was trying to get that set up. I don't know where the best place to start with. Normally we start with talents. So I don't know if that's where you would like to start with. But what we usually do is go through each talent tier and highlight what is probably the best one or, you know, if there's certain situations that maybe perhaps AoE is good for this fight, you know, this talent, or this one's better for single target, or this one, you know, this specific talent is good for this specific fight in Hellfire, if you want to start with talents, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Well, level 15, best for most situations is going to be Ice Flows, simply because the ability to cast while moving is, you can't really beat that.
No, that's it's just pretty not, slick.
Yeah, okay. Especially considering, like, the choices are what? A sprint, which is functionally move the distance of a blink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you still have to move that. You may as well just blink.
Right.
And Evanesce, which works as an ice block that you can still attack through. Evanesce is really cool for just a handful of fights, like Zakun. You can actually soak all of the cavitation waves if you have the entire raid stack directly behind you.
Okay.
All right, I'm one for one so far, then. We're good.
Well, level 30. This is kind of a personal choice. Flame Glow, you know, it's always on, but it doesn't absorb a lot. It only absorbs what? Like, I want to say around 5,000 on my mage. It's not that great, but it's there. It protects you from death ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Barrier is...
It's passive.
Yeah, it's passive. Ice Barrier is, you know... On the other side, it's an active, it costs a global, but it protects you for roughly 10% of your health. if you really need that health buffer, that's excellent. I personally love Altered Time because the positional gameplay aspect of it allows you to gain a little bit of DPS for anything that would need you to go out and then come back in, or in and then out. Manoroth's, giant green circles on the ground.
Oh, the big puddles. Crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tank that. So
fell something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the glaive or something. At any rate, when you're all stacked in melee on Mythic, you can just hit Alter Time, run out, wait for it to start going out, and then just Alter Time back in. You don't have to waste the time or the Ice Flows charges running back. You can also, again, it does reset your health, you know, if you don't take fatal damage. So, like, Ice Barrier is not going to save you.
Right.
Alter Time will heal back everything.
Okay, so, that's cool.
Okay, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, a lot of people don't play around with the positional aspect, and they don't really think about it too much, but it can make a lot of difference.
Yeah, I've level really 45. Found, even on my Warlock, I've really found, like, since we did our Warlock show, is where can I be, like, how can I use my position so that I have to move less? Because that's a big thing with a caster. If you're moving, you're not casting and you're not doing DPS. So I can definitely see that, even with mages.
Yeah. Level 45 is what do you think looks prettier on the ground or people in your garrison?
There it is. Honest, like,
what actually gets CC'd in raids these days?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, Ring of Frost doesn't work as a stun. It just gets instantly broken on damage. Okay, cool. So you get like extra ice novas or, you know, a cast in silence that breaks on damage.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much there for PvE. I like Ice Ward to throw on people and confuse them.
Oh, there it is. Oh, nice. Does Ring of Frost do anything that enhances a chance of crit or anything?
Yeah, okay, so all three of them are considered as frozen, which allows you to benefit from shatter.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? 50% crit added plus 1.5 times your normal crit. So yes, out in the world it is useful, but it's just as useful as, you know, Ice Ward or Frostjaw, or Frost Nova just in general. So
yeah, that makes 60. Sense.
Level 60, this is a big defensive tier. You have your choice of greater invisibility, which is, you know, 90-second cooldown, 90% damage reduction, and removes 2 damage over time effects on you. This is used to basically cheese any mechanic in the game because, with the exception of empowered black holes, nothing really pierces it. So, like, solo soaking Shadowfell Burst on Archimonde, Zakun's Cavitation, anything like that, you can just hit that and it'll be up really quickly. The big alternative to it is Cauterize, which, you know, protects you from an unforeseen death, protects you from, you know, just something you're not ready for. It's great for when you're learning a fight or if there's just random damage that might kill you. And then Cold Snap is a 3-minute cooldown that resets Ice Block. Okay.
That's it?
Well, I mean, it's got a small heal attached to it, but you're not really using it for the heal. You're using it for, hey, Ice Block is a 3-minute cooldown instead of 5 minutes, or you can have 2 of them back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
But, you know, okay, if you look at it that way, unless you really need the back-to-back Ice Blocks, greater invisibility basically does the same thing on a shorter cooldown.
Right.
Do you feel like Cauterize is training wheels for the other one, or do you think that there's value in Cauterize?
It can be seen as training wheels, but Cauterize also doesn't cost that GCD like Greater Invisibility does.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have their uses. I know a lot of mages love Cauterize simply because, again, it doesn't require any thought. It doesn't require that GCD. It's there.
Passive.
Yeah.
I love passive stuff, and I feel like it's not necessarily bad if you're really trying to min-max or kind of go to the next level. I don't think that all passive talents are necessarily, you know, the junkier or the casual way to do it. I think some of them are actually valuable.
Oh yeah, especially going into level 75, Unstable Magic currently is talent of choice. It used to be Frostbomb, but now that we have the class trinket and the 4-piece.
Right.
The 4-piece is, you know, Water Jet lasts for ages. What is it, 12 seconds before haste now? Pretty sure it's around there. And then the class trinket is before you Ice Lance, throw Frostbolt. So if you used Frost Bomb, that would be before you Ice Lance, throw Frost Bomb, Frostbolt, then Ice Lance. It's just a lot of setup, and it didn't really work. The AoE on it is incredibly weak.
Mm-hmm.
It was great for tier 17 when the tier bonus was, you know, functionally have infinite Fingers of Frost while Frozen Orb is up. There was no setup to it. Like, the class trinket didn't exist. Water Jet only lasts 4 seconds. You only got 2 casts into it. Sure, take Frost Bomb, blow things up. But yeah, it just didn't work out well.
So is taking Unstable Magic then, is that situational? You need to have the class trinket and your 4-piece?
Generally a good idea.
Okay.
Like, you could realistically run all of them in any fashion before those and not worry too much about any damage loss. I think we worked it out to 5% across, like, the worst variant to the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On level 75. And then Ice Nova is, I use it for out in the world because it's easy, but it's a very good burst AoE talent. Manoroth's Imps, Zul'Harak's Imps, Cormorak's Hands, anything like that, that's going to be alive for a very, very short period of time, but needs to die.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
You know, 500% spell power to primary target, 250 to everything around it. And then, since it's 2 charges, it freezes things, and then the second hit will work off that freeze and then shatter, assuming it hasn't broken.
And I see that replaces Frost Nova, so you're not actually... Some people are concerned about button bloat and having one more thing to do, and that's sometimes why people choose passive. So that one actually replaces Frost Nova then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, Frost Nova doesn't really warrant a keybind in raid.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could see it as an extra button that way, but... Yeah.
Well, then, okay, so then if just taking Ice Nova, then does that change the... Not the rotation, but does that change the priority of that, then?
Generally, Ice Nova is top priority, at least when you have 2 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, you can game, you know, waiting the 25-second recharge to use the second charge for Trinket procs or high Encanter's Flow stacks, but... For the most part, we found out that that doesn't matter too much. Sitting and waiting for things hasn't really played out in simulation.
Okay.
So, yeah. Level 90, Mirror Image got nerfed. I believe it was the middle of Heimal, because every Frost Mage took it. It was great. It was the big burst talent. It stacked, you know, hey, stacking cooldowns, great.
Mm-hmm.
But they nerfed it. It's now not... nearly as good as it used to be. It actually falls behind even Encanter's Flow as a passive. So it's really only used if you need that threat drop, which I'm not aware of anything that actually requires that.
It works. Yeah, probably not if they're, especially if you're taking greater invisibility or.
Yeah, like it's the same as Fade, where it's like that negative, 9 million threat for its duration and then adds that back at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that same effect. So, you know. If there were a situation where, you know, there was a fixate or... Actually, I don't know if a fixate would do that. But, you know, something where you had to watch your threat. Sure. And then you've got Rune of Power, which is, you know, lasts for 3 minutes, but you're confined to that circle on the ground or else you have to recast it elsewhere. 15% damage increase. It's great if you can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people can't. And, hey, that's cool. Encanter's Flow is the passive option to that. It's roughly a 2% damage loss from Rune of Power... But if you're bad at using Rune of Power, if you're getting, you know, 80%, 70% uptime on Rune of Power instead of 95, Encanter's Flow is going to win out. It's going to make up that 2% loss.
Okay.
I'm personally just too lazy to use Rune of Power, so.
Dude, thank you for saying that, because I always feel like, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this thing, you know, and I have to stand here and do the thing and min-max and get this out of it and do that. And then it's like, sometimes you're like, no, because you're not. You're not going to be able to get it anyway, so it's okay. It's a 2% difference, and this one is baked in. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Like, a big thing, especially in the mage community, is everyone is focused on what is technically optimal, but mm-hmm. they're not focused on, you know, just improving their basics. There are some people who are like, oh, hey, they're not using their cooldowns. They're not, you know, Frozen Orb. They're not saving it for when there's, you know, 6 adds up. They're just hitting it on cooldown. All these little things add up. You could be doing so much better by improving your play than by choosing the right talents.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And that's a big thing that I really hope people start to take note of, especially going into Legion.
I agree.
And then level 100 talents. This is, again, one of those ones where Thermal Void is the generally accepted best use case for most fights.
Oh, really? Okay.
Reason being is, well, number one, with the four-piece, you have so many ice lances.
Okay.
Like, the entire duration of Water Jet is, you know, get two drinking birds, put them next to your keyboard, set them up to go, Frostbolt, Ice Lance, Frostbolt, Ice Lance, Frostbolt, and just have it do that. That's, you know, Thermal Void extended.
Sounds like, it sounds like Cataclysm Arcane Mage.
Oh, man.
One, yeah.
I really don't like the tier trinket, or the trinket for this, the class trinket. But the reason being is that most people take Frost as the two-target cleave spec. That's, you know, Vel'Hari, Archimonde, things like that. So they're not worried about optimizing single target. They're worried about optimizing two target. Now, Thermal Void, or Prismatic Crystal and Comet Storm, both Meteor. So they're not doing full damage to, you know, the priority target. They're splitting it. Things like Hellfire Council. Blood Boil has to die when he hits 30%. He has to die. Well, you're not going to drop Prismatic Crystal next to him and blow him up because you're only going to be doing half damage. You'll do half to him and half to the troll, whatever his name is.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember
that. Blademaster. That's what
it is. Yeah, that's the one.
So you'll only be doing half damage to him.
Yeah.
That's completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
So you take Thermal Void because, hey, it's the only thing that gives you full damage to priority target.
Kind of so, sense. but that's, again, that's dependent on the class trinket and your four-piece bonus.
Honestly, Thermal Void, in that case, I would just use it regardless because, again, Prismatic Crystal doesn't do full damage to priority target. Comet Storm.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear this. Buddy of mine was like, no, it sucks, but Prismatic Crystal is where it's at. You have to take that. And I'm like, Comet Storm looks way cooler. I like Comet Storm. And then I tried Prismatic Crystal, and it was just a huge pain. For five bands, you know, tanks, dragon, target drops. Like, ugh, it just hurts. So.
Like, he would be right. Prismatic Crystal is the best for single target.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Arcane and Fire can get away with Prismatic Crystal being, you know, it just impacting the boss. Because it radiates in 8 yards. As long as that 8 yards hits the boss's hitbox, you're cool. That's a surprising amount of room. Frost only has a 10% modifier instead of Arcane and Fire's 30% on Prismatic Crystal because it's balanced around the fact that one of our glyphs, Splitting Ice, cleaves ice lances. So the idea is you're hitting Prismatic Crystal with a full ice lance, and then another 50% of that ice lance is hitting the boss. The cleave range on Splitting Ice is a lot smaller than Prismatic Crystal's range. So you've got to be a lot more accurate as for us to pull it off.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's a lot of wiggle room, or at least, you know.
Is there any situation where Prismatic Crystal is what you want to use in Hellfire right now?
I personally have started using it on Reaver, Zakun, Gorfiend.
So, like, okay. Pretty genuinely single target stuff.
Yeah, like,
stationary.
Yeah, stay stationary until Reaver decides to back up for Barrage and you cry.
Yep, and there goes. He's just out of range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. And then Comet Storm. Comet Storm has this weird, it's 700% spell power. Like, that should realistically hit like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it does Meteor damage, so, you know, you throw that on 10 targets, you're only getting 70% spell power on each. That kind of sucks. But there is a kind of a fun sub-spec that is very RNG-based with it, is that if you pair it with Prophecy of Fear, which is that it applies a debuff to the target, and then any direct damage events cause it to explode for the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
Comet Storm triggers that 7 times.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
So there's a little fun mini game in there. And I like it on Cormorant a lot because you can blow those hands up instantly. You can top the damage meters by far if you have Comet Storm, Ice Nova, and Prophecy of Fear just for hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it procs while the hands come up and you throw Comet Storm down and blow both Ice Novas into the group of hands, I don't think there's any other class that will beat that.
Nice.
Like, I've beaten Arcane Mages, I've beaten Fire Mages, I've beaten, you know, Demo Locks. It's fun, but it's really RNG-based.
Do you feel like it's a level of micromanaging that's worth it?
Not for progression.
Because sometimes it's like, that was really fun. Like, LOL, I put up some good numbers and, you know, just to kind of razz people or a little friendly competition. But and sometimes you're like, okay, that was great, but I don't want to do that every time.
Yeah, like the big thing is that Prophecy of Fear is RPPM. And if it doesn't proc when Comet Storm is up, well, you know, GG. If it procs on a mob that died because Icelands cleaved, say, an imp on Zul'Harak that just fell over instantly, and that happened to be the spell that procced it, well, you're screwed.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, there seems to be a lot of that this tier, I guess, with these weird little, like, you know, it applied the trinket to the wrong mob or, you know, something stupid like that.
Yeah. But...
Well, I'm really happy to hear some of these choices. I think I nailed most of them on mine, but like some of those that, you know, the passive options are all right, or you know, Thermal Void was probably the big one that I was waiting to see what the take is, but cool.
Like, you know, just for comparison, I ran Unstable Magic and Cantor's Flow and Thermal Void for basically the entirety of progression.
All right. So. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, awesome. Right sure. on. Are there any mandatory glyphs?
Well, Splitting Ice, as we were mentioning earlier, that's free damage you're just leaving on the table if you don't take it.
Okay.
If there's ever a secondary target that's just ever there, it's free damage.
Yeah, that one's huge.
Yeah. The other big one is Icy Veins, which changes Icy Veins from haste to multi-strike, which is, hey, surprise, your best stat.
Hmm.
Nice.
I did not realize that. And then
the last one is whatever you want, really. I know a lot of people swear by, what is it, Rapid Displacement, the double blink one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I personally like Water Elemental to make sure it doesn't run off and do something stupid.
Yeah, I have that Water Elemental one, and I wasn't really sure if it was being useful or not, but...
Yeah. Like, Archimonde, at least in our strategy and my position, I move enough that the Water Elemental does actually get out of range. I could change that with move 2. I really don't want to deal with move 2.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. What are we on next? So then stats. You mentioned multi-strike is the top stat.
Yeah.
What do we got after that?
This is weird. So theoretically, crit, at least up to some point that we haven't determined, probably crit cap for Shatter.
Okay.
This is... supposedly. And then haste. And then either versatility or mastery. Mastery is not that great for us, but the problem is that we sim patchwork. Mm-hmm. So all right. The stat weights are based on patchwork. But splitting ice also allows ice ghouls to cleave. So on a two-target fight, like a sustained two-target fight like Valhari, mastery does actually get a noticeable boost.
Okay.
So here's the issue. When I... myself run Reforge plots in SimCraft, it shows haste is better than crit if I were to change my enchants, because I'm actually hitting multi-strike cap under Icy Veins.
Oh, wow. That's such a short window, though. Is that worth swapping out gems and enchants for?
Apparently it is. I mean, I'm sitting at, I think it's 55% multi-strike, just standing around raid buff. That's a fair chance.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Icy Veins is 45%. Do I really want to have wasted stats during my cooldowns, especially when you consider the ring is such a huge cooldown now?
Yeah, it is.
Not okay. Really. Like, I really don't want to waste those stats to, mm-hmm. you know, keep stacking multi-strike.
Mm-hmm.
So my stat weights personally look really weird compared to what most people go for. And I'll get whispers like, hey, you're gemmed and enchanted haste. Yeah, because that's better for me personally. It's not better for you. Well, it might be. Go find out.
Right.
Okay. Right.
It's really hard to say, hey, this is the best, then this, then this, then this. There's always some thing that's going to change that. It could be, hey, you have, you know, a lot of sockets. Hey, you could have, you know, a bunch of Warforged on, you know, crit pieces. Something is going to change your secondary stats. Generally, it's going to be multi-strike, crit, haste, and then either versatility or mastery. But that's not a hard set thing.
Okay. It's kind of interesting, actually. Never would have thought of that before.
Well, for most, I don't know, for most classes and specs, it's a little more cut and dry, but to think that it's kind of interchangeable depending on how comfortable you are with which talents and your gear. And that's, I don't know. I think there's going to be a go-to for casual folks like us, but
yeah,
but
if you're, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I mean, sad to say in most cases, that is item level. Just mm-hmm. go for whatever has the most intellect on it have fun.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, you know, the difference between, like, say, a mastery versatility piece that's Warforged, has a socket or whatever, versus, you know, this crit multi-strike.
Mm-hmm.
But the crit multi-strike piece is, you know, 10 item levels lower. Go for the intellect.
Mm-hmm. So, and so there's some cases we've seen this expansion where your main stat isn't your go-to stat, but definitely is with Frostmage then, huh?
Yeah. Multi-strike is fantastic. It's just intellect is generally better.
Yeah.
We're not like fire mages where it's like, oh yeah, crit trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we're very traditional. Like primary stat is worth, I think it actually is over double right now of your best secondary stat.
Yeah, that, I mean, I kind of feel like it's kind of how it should be, but I don't know. I guess versatility's not the stat versatility, but having versatility among classes is a good thing. So,
yeah, it does get annoying where it's like, hey, go farm this trinket from last year.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I know we, my other tank is always like, oh, my best in slot trinket is off of Mythic Iron Maidens.
Yeah,
anybody want to go around Mythic Iron Maiden? And I'm like, nope.
Death Knight, huh?
So, I'm sorry, man, but no.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Like, you're fine. You don't need it. You're fine. No, I need it. It's best in slot.
I feel bad for Death Knights.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens in Legion, but
yeah. You
know. We're casual enough to where it doesn't matter if you're playing the flavor of the month or not. We're doing fine.
Yeah.
How about some of the priority, I guess, for single target?
Glorified Whack-A-Mole?
Yeah. Is it really? I mean,
basically you're going to want to use your cooldowns. You're going to want to, like, you know, Frozen Orb, unless there's a phase where there's going to be multiple mobs hit by it. You're going to want to use your procs like Frostfire Bolt and Ice Lance. And then you're going to want to use your filler. Your Frostbolt.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, hey, how do I deal with Water Jet? Well, you want to get rid of all your Ice Lance procs if you don't have the tier. And then middle of your next Frostbolt cast, hit Water Jet, Frostbolt again, and then as that second Frostbolt is leaving your hand, hit Ice Lance. The second Frostbolt will impact at the same, or will impact later, but if your second Frostbolt also procced an Ice Lance, just that's 15% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you hadn't thrown that Ice Lance, when that Frostbolt impacts, you would have got 3 and you would have lost 1. So there's a couple of weird things like that.
Some little, like, kind of tricks. Are those gear-dependent tricks, or is that just generally?
No, that's pretty general for us.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you can store 2 Ice Lances, you can store 2 Frostfire Bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to overcap.
Right, okay.
Seems pretty standard for this game.
So if you're sitting on 2, fire off 1, but you don't have to fire them both off it.
Yeah, like, especially if you've got like a priority target swap, Doomfires.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to be able to burst a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ability to, you know, sit on a proc is incredibly valuable. We don't have to use it like, say, fire does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So right now with the tier and the class trinket, you want to, again, when you hit Water Jet, you're just going to sit there and Drinking Bird, Frostbolt Ice Lance, Frostbolt Ice Lance, Frostbolt Ice Lance. If you hit 2 charges of Brain Freeze while you're at it, fire off a Brain Freeze. It lasts long enough that it's not going to matter losing that 1 GCD. It's kind of boring, really. I can't wait for this tier to be over.
Wow. I think, you know, we're at a point where I don't know. A lot of us would say that maybe Hellfire wasn't the most compelling raid we've ever seen, or, you know, I had fun with it. But yeah, it didn't like change my world or anything.
The encounters themselves were fun, but I feel that at least with Frost, the tier and the class trinket, just they dumb the rotation down too much that it's not too enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. How about a AoE rotation? How much does that change?
Well, here's the thing. we don't actually know how to AoE as Frost. So like, this is a horrible, horrible thing that we do as mages, is that, oh, we're a pure class. We can just, you know, dual spec whatever the hell we want. Okay. How do you AoE as Arcane? How do you AoE as Frost? Well, you don't. You go fire.
And there it is.
You know, that's the thing is like, okay, if you're a pure Frost mage like I am, how do you AoE? Guess?
Prismatic crystal?
Well, no, because prismatic crystals meteor damage. You don't want that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeez, okay. Man. So, I don't know. Because Blizzard's trash, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Blizzard has that perk where each tick on each mob reduces frozen orbs cooldown by half a second. So there is a point at which, you know, throwing
orbs. Channeled, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you've got 40 mobs and, you know, frozen orb resets before Blizzard's GCD is up.
Yeah, okay.
There is a point. We just don't really know what that point is because no one's really looked into it.
Yeah. So for your average AoE, you're just picking out one priority target and picking on it?
Pretty much. I mean, again, unless it's like, you know, Manoroth's Imps again, double Ice Nova will wreck them.
Right, okay.
If you're running, you know, Prophecy of Fear, Comet Storm, there's your AoE. Just hope it happens at the right time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's
really RNG.
Yeah, like for the most part, throw Frozen Orb. You know, Ice Lance Cleave is a thing. You can get two targets down. Good luck.
Well, and no Prismatic Crystal at all. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, even back last year in Blackrock Foundry, the cleanup phase coming out of phase one Blast Furnace, going into phase two, where you have all those adds and you just gather them all together and AoE them down. The tier at the time was basically, while Frozen Orb is active, have infinite Fingers of Frost procs. There was no class trinket. There was no, you know, anything like this. So you took Frost Bomb. You threw Frost Bomb on the priority target. You threw Orb and you just spammed Ice Lance as hard as you can for like 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Just hoping for that little bit of cleave.
Well, I mean, Frost Bomb explodes when it's hit by Ice Lance. So, you know, okay, cool. Like 10, 12 Ice Lances into a Frost Bomb. That should be great, right?
Mm-hmm. You'd think so.
You'd think, but I was still bottom of the AoE.
Oh, jeez.
So, I mean, like for a class that has like so much AoE baked into its like baseline spells, Frozen Orb, Frost Bomb, Ice Nova, we have
that's absolutely weird. No AoE press. That is so weird.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
So you mentioned being pure Frost. Does that mean that you don't even bother messing with going fire for more AoE fights? Or
no. Like, I have gone other specs when the time has called for it. Like, when we have a very harsh enrage timer or, you know, hey, we need you to be that much better, where your 1 million damage over the whole boss is actually going to change something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, okay, cool. I will change for the good of the group. But for the most part, it's not on me personally if we don't, you know, if we don't kill something. It's, you know, we're wiping at 20%. Me being Arcane doesn't really change.
Right, gotcha. Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, your 1 million damage or whatever isn't going to make up 20%.
Yeah, like, I mean, even with how overpowered Arcane is right now, sure, it's still not going to make 20% of a boss's health. It might make, you know, 3 or 4%, that, okay, sure. But I have dragged Frost as progression through every boss fight since Mists of Pandaria came out.
Mm-hmm.
With the sole exception of Terrace of Endless Springs, the first boss and last boss, I did as Arcane. Okay. Garalon I did as Fire because that combustion thing that happened for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, didn't that get hot fixed pretty quick?
Yeah, it did, because you know, who would have thought that 100% ignite damage on combustion would have been a good idea? So I was Fire for that, and I believe I was Arcane for Shaw of Pride.
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of, I don't know, it was mainly single target, right? Just having to burst down all the little adds.
And it's like, Arcane, again, like at that time, Arcane was king of single target, like just like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I did move because we were having issues and my damage contribution that way would have made it up. And it did. So I have no issue doing it for that. Just in general, like all of Warlords, I've done progression as Frost.
I really like the fact that you are just staying true to Frost, even though, you know, the whatever flavor may be that, you know, Arcane is better on single target, or, you know, Fire is better on AoE, that you're able to stay on Frost at such a high level of progression and not have to feel like you have to switch to one of the other specs.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple times where I think it was Black Hand, Mythic Black Hand. Yes, I wiped us because we wiped at, you know, 200k health.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You know, me being Arcane, that would have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, but
still, you still killed him that night.
You can't focus on that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, it was just, you know, hey, someone got, you know, more crits. Someone else played better. I mm-hmm. played better.
Yeah.
We still killed him that same night.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, your wife has switched to Frost now, right?
Yeah, she has. So that's actually the biggest reason I wanted to do a Frostmage show, is because she has recently switched to Frost from Arcane, and she's actually said it's more fun than Arcane. So she's having more fun playing Frost than Arcane. So,
yeah. I mean, a lot of the time too is like, if you are enjoying the spec, you're going to perform better.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I've already you can see a difference in her damage, even, you know, since she switched, because that's probably it, because she's enjoying it more. So
yeah, like, I have been Arcane for a few fights this tier just because I wanted to see how I'd do, or because I wanted to prove a point. I'm not that great in an Arcane mage. I do roughly the same damage as I do as Frost.
Yeah.
Well, so if something just clicks with you, there's no substitute for that, you know? You know, Arcane may be better, but if Frost just clicks with you and it kind of, like, speaks to you, then do it. It's fun.
Like, and not to mention, like, Frost is mechanically easier than Arcane is. Like, it definitely is. But yeah, like, unless you're going for, I want to say, even like world 30 or so, you could still do it as Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
I don't remember what we finished Throne of Thunder at, but I was Frost for the entirety of that progression. I think it was like US 21st or something.
That's great.
Nice.
Does your guild pressure you to change, or do they kind of leave that up to your discretion?
They'd leave it up to me, because, like, you could make me play Arcane. You could make me play Fire, like, unless it has actually come down to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can make me do that. But I'm going to pull roughly the same numbers. You know, there have been times where it's like, hey, Kuni, go Arcane. It's like, all right, fine, you know, maybe we do need the damage for this. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at my damage, you know, fight to fight through the logs, and going, I could do this as Frost, no problem. And I swap, and no one notices. You know, like, some, you know, I'll say something when we kill the boss, or, you know, like 10 pulls later. It's like, oh yeah, man, Frost is a lot better than Arcane for that. And I'm like, you were Frost?
Gosh, dang it, Kenny.
That's awesome.
And I mean, like, for things like short-lived adds, you know, Frost's ability to bank Fingers of Frost charges generally is going to beat out one of the other mage specs.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, we run one Frost, one Arcane, one Fire on most fights. So I actually have this nice ability to be like, hey, look, how did you do on, you know, this ad? How did you do on this ad? And it's like, while right now, especially the Fire and Arcane mage generally wreck me for overall damage, for priority targets like the Infernals on Archimonde or the Stars on Archimonde, I generally beat them by a significant margin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Simply because, like, I can all of a sudden just turn around, Frostbolt Ice Lance something for, like, what is that, 170k in 2 seconds.
Nice.
I've got more of those. Like, I can continue to throw those at it, whereas, you know, Fire has to build up the Ignite, or, you know, it throws the one Pyroblast and then it's done. Arcane generally needs to conserve mana after its burn phase, and it wants to throw its burn damage into the boss. So, yeah, I don't mind being a bit lower if my priority damage is higher.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, there's something to be said for just understanding the fights to the point where, you know, like, hanging, you're like, okay, I'm not gonna use these two that I've got in the bank here. I'm gonna wait, even though I know I should fire one off. I'm gonna wait because I know this ad's gonna be up in like 5 seconds. You know, there's definitely a value in understanding each fight to the point where you can actually min max on that level too.
Yeah, and it's like, not to mention, if they really wanted to sit me, they could sit me for, well, we don't have another mage, so another class who does, you know, roughly equivalent damage to what I'm pulling is Frost.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really accomplish anything.
Right. Let's get into the trinkets. Now, this tier specifically seems like trinkets are there's more and varied trinkets in it, and it does matter which ones you actually use. Like there's many options. Like I think I have five different options, and which is the best. So which is the best trinket option for
swapping
Frost?
Them out between fights? And,
well, yeah. Like yeah, I've even started doing that. Like I've never done that before ever. So what trinkets are we looking at for a Frost Mage?
Well, I think the only one that you don't ever switch out is the class trinket.
Okay.
Because it's like, 60 to 80% extra damage on an Ice Lance.
Right. So, and
that's crazy.
Yeah. So that's, you do Frostbolt, then Ice Lance, and you just alternate, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the way it works is that Frostbolt applies a hidden 0.9 second buff to you that says the next Ice Lance you cast does, you know, X amount more damage. It's 0.9 so that it's shorter than the GCD. You can't ever get two Ice Lances into it.
Okay. That's good to know.
So that one wins for every fight, every situation.
Always.
Take it.
Okay.
Normal version will wreck mythic trinkets.
Nice.
Get that trinket. And then from there, it's like, well, what do you want to do? Gaze of Seath is probably the best overall trinket simply because, you know, there's no management to it. It just shoots. It cleaves. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Prophecy of Fear. Again, I really like that with Comet Storm. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very, very luck-based.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Outside of Comet Storm, Frost doesn't have anything to take advantage of it like Arcane does with Arcane Missiles. You know, we cast one spell at a time as opposed to Arcane, like Arcane Missiles. Hey, look, five spells in 2.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, if you want to run Comet Storm Prophecy of Fear and you're on farm content, have fun.
Yeah, okay.
And then I think it was last week, we were looking at the Frost Sims, figuring out, you know, how to improve them. And we were looking at Desecrated Shadow Moon Insignia.
Yep.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, off council.
And yeah, the one off council. That actually might be the best single target trinket right now if used with Prismatic Crystal.
Oh, okay.
So I've been testing that around and it might very well be the case.
Okay.
But, you know, again, that's a symptom mostly of fights are ridiculously short now.
Yeah.
And it's a boatload of intellect that, you know, on pull lines up with that 44% damage from the ring.
How about the new heirloom trinkets?
I believe we were looking at those and saw that they were actually pretty good, on par with Seath, if the target was a demon.
It's funny because I have a lot of, you know, several alts and, you know, fresh 100s and going and looking and seeing that, like, on my, Frost DK, that one, you know, you can use the heirloom one on almost the whole top half of Hellfire because it's all demon stuff and you're going to get that extra bonus damage out of it. And it's like, it's best in slot on a couple of fights. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely competitive with mythic trinkets if you have it for a fight that involves demons. So mm-hmm. like for, you know, most casuals who are just going through heroic, use it. Use it and love it.
Awesome. Good. Ah, yeah. Cause there's there's no weird stuff with those. I think there's like the tanky one as an on use, but I think the rest of them are just equipped. So,
yeah, it's just, I think it's RPPM, just 10% damage, haste, mastery, and crit.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Good, especially for alt or you know, like you said, folks like us who are just, we've got most of heroic on farm except for Archimond and
Iskar.
Just. F that fight, man. I don't know what the deal is.
Man, it was farm and now we're struggling with it and I don't understand.
Right? We've like unfarmed that fight somehow. We
totally have.
Sounds like my life. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, we've been killing this boss for 4 months. Why are we wiping 16 times to it?
Like we passed it sometimes.
I don't know. I think
we give
like
up. Let's go.
That one.
We passed.
Yeah, and then now all of a sudden we're like, does anybody really need anything off this?
Well,
one?
Yeah, he's got the gaze, that trinket that he just mentioned. The gaze of Seth is on that guy.
Well, use your heirloom trinket then.
Cooldowns. So, what cooldowns are in the Frost Mage toolkit, and when is the optimal time to be using them?
Not including talents, so like Prismatic Crystal?
Include talents as well, if the, you know, if
yeah, okay. You can.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to skip mirror image because literally no one takes it.
Yeah.
Or should be taking it. So you got your big class 3-minute cooldown, which is Icy Veins. While glyphed, it is 45% multi-strike.
Right.
Cool. You have Frozen Orb, which is a 1-minute cooldown, single target, but does AoE damage. So if you're running Prismatic Crystal, you want to pair it with that. Because, hey, look, you're hitting two targets regardless. Prismatic Crystal being a 90-second cooldown instead of Orb 60. You hold Orb for Crystal.
Okay, so you do use them together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orb Crystal, I think that's it. I mean, Ice Nova for any given AoE.
Mm-hmm.
So. What's your opener look like then for a kind of a regular single target fight?
Opener, I will generally, you know, pre-pull Frostbolt, and then as Frostbolt's flying, I'll throw down Orb. Throw at that point, Frostbolt should hit the boss. Orb should hit the boss. You know, everything's in combat. Throw Crystal down. This is where it gets weird. Like, you should be as close to melee range as possible because of how Frozen Orb works,
mm-hmm.
where it will like quickly advance up to the target, but just the edge of the hitbox, mm-hmm. and then slow down. But the problem is that you want Prismatic Crystal as close to the boss's center as possible. So if it, you know, shifts in any direction, you're still cleaving Ice Lances. But you also want it to be hit by Frozen Orb.
Right, that makes sense.
So mm-hmm. you want to be close enough that it's going to happen, but sometimes it just doesn't, and that really blows.
How much consideration do you take on add phases or fights with adds with Frozen Orb? For like positioning and whatnot. Oh. I guess that would fall under this next the movement stuff. So
yeah, well, like, so okay, Prismatic Crystal. Here's the part where this is, it works out in Sims, but it feels really, really wrong, because at this point, you know, you've got Ice Lance, one proc from Frozen Orb impacting, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
You then Water Jet into Prismatic Crystal and throw Frostbolt Ice Lance. And just start spamming Frostbolt Ice Lance until Prismatic Crystal ends. It feels really, really wrong to put Water Jet into something while Frozen Orb is ticking, but as far as we can tell, that's the best way to do it.
I mean, numbers don't generally lie. So.
No, it's a matter of getting the action priority list in SimCraft to do what you want.
Right, okay. do you sim a lot of stuff?
I sim a lot, but I don't write APLs. I generally will get Comma or someone else from Altered Time to do it because they are a lot better at it than I am.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, I will generally come up with some way around, you know, there's a whole bunch of us in Altered Time. That's the mage community. We all sit in IRC. And, you know, when a new patch comes out, when a new alpha build comes out, a lot of us will sit around and figure out how the spec fits together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us who can't write APLs or are just bad at them, generally will explain to someone else how they want it to work, and then they will write it and test it.
Gotcha. So you can test out, like, for, you know, we were talking before the show that Frost isn't on the alpha yet, but so when that does come out, and let's say you know, you're not able to get into game, but you do have all the numbers in front of you, can you sit down and put together a rotation and what everything looks like just based on the talents and the numbers?
Yeah, generally.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Frost isn't too complex. There's no dots to keep track of. There's just, you know, I guess Frozen Orb counts as a dot, but you're going to want to use that on cooldown or paired with Prismatic Crystal.
Right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's a fairly simple way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that a lot of the time you cannot rely on damage per cast time alone because you're not considering proc effects. And proc effects start to get weird. You can't sit down and be like, oh, well, this is worth 15% of an Ice Lance because it's a 15% chance to proc an Ice Lance. That's not how it works. Might be, you know, after 100,000 attempts, which, you know, when you're simulating, cool. But when you're looking at an actual boss fight, one pull, that doesn't work out that way.
So even though you can see a trinket or you can see that, you know, whatever the RPPM is on it, you can't necessarily nail down exactly what's going to happen during that window, right?
Yeah, no, like Prophecy of Fear, RPPM is, what is it, 1.5? theoretically, it should show up once every 40-ish seconds, which, hey, that would be great with Comet Storm. Comet Storm's 30-second cooldown. Just sit on it for 10 seconds. Not ever remotely the case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there, that's where the random part of it comes in. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, so you know, okay, it's, you know, this is the odds of this happening, but you can't say, okay, well, I'm going to get this many frostbolts and this many ice lances within that window because it's too random.
Yeah, like you can be like, oh, well, I'm going to get, you know, like one fingers of frost per however many frostbolts and frost firebolts and orbs. It's not going to be that way. Some days you're going to get, you know, 20. Some days you're going to get none.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sucks. But when you're dealing with the simulation, you're dealing with the average.
Right.
So, like, for SimCraft, because it can run 100,000 iterations and just check that all, and then spit out an average and be like, yeah, this is what's probably going to work. Cool. But, you know, when you're sitting in front of a boss and you're looking at him and going, okay, what do I do? It's not always going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your opener is always going to be your opener, but from that point on, it's, I guess, like you were saying, the whole whack-a-mole thing, that's kind of takes over.
Like, you know, Water Jet, yeah, okay, there's a 100% chance because Water Jet is up to proc Ice Lance. Cool. Excellent. What about those Frostbolts? Are they going to multi-strike twice? Yes, because I'm multi-strike capped. Cool. What about Frostfirebolt? That procs off of Frostbolt multi-strikes, but not 100% of the time. You know, there was for a while, what do you do when you hit two Frostfirebolts and you're going at Prismatic Crystal? Well, what do? Do you use it or do you not? No. Apparently not, because the cleave Ice Lance is worth more damage. And that feels really horrendously wrong. And that was something that, you know, it's awful, but you have to do it.
Yeah, you go where the numbers tell you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another cooldown question. Now, the biggest cooldown of all classes is the Legendary Ring. Is there anything you want to pair with that? Because I know with the Warlock, my Dark Intent, I think it's called, is on a 2-minute cooldown, and so is the Ring. So every time the Ring is popped, I want to hit my Dark Intent. Is there anything like that with Frost Mages that you want to use?
Theoretically, you could throw Orb on cooldown, so you use it once every minute, and then save the Prismatic Crystal for the end, you know, for to pair with the Ring. Just offset it by 30 seconds.
Okay.
I don't remember if that actually worked out in simulation.
Mm-hmm.
In practice, the boss fights are too short. Like, our kills on Zakuun.
You can come raid with us, man. It's one of those freaking take forever.
I've raided with friends before. I know how it can get, but I mean, like,
we'll help you crunch some numbers, man.
But at least for us, right? Like, Zakuun is a, like, minute 55 kill.
Jeez.
You don't get a second ring.
Jeez, man.
You don't get a second ring. You just throw Prismatic Crystal when it comes off cooldown. Because
and that's on Mythic?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Wow.
I think what is the world record right now, Zakuun, is 30 seconds?
Jeez.
I saw that video going around of all the mages on...
Yeah, this is all arcane mages.
Yeah, that's so sure. Silly. It was like 17 seconds on Reaver or something.
Oh, that's so outrageous.
Yeah, Arcane's Burst is special.
Nice. All right. Movement fight. So we've touched on it a little bit, but what options are there? What else? What all can a Frost Mage use to increase their damage on a movement fight where you have to keep moving or move a lot?
Well, basically, ice flows. Like, you know, ice flows.
Casting okay, right. Moving
is. There is a trick that is still going around and has been reported and never got fixed. But if you have one charge of Ice Flows up and you're casting a Frostbolt with it, if you recast Ice Flows in the last half second of the cast, of the Frostbolt cast, it won't consume either charge when it fires.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason being was, like, if you really needed to move right then and, you know, you were in the last half second of a Frostbolt, and you hit Ice Flows and start moving, that would really suck to only get that half second of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So they made it not consume it in the last half second of any given spell. Problem is, now you have this issue.
Right, okay.
So do you actively take advantage of that then, knowing that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most people who know about it take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's fairly widely known at this point, I believe.
Yeah, well, you haven't met our team yet.
Oh, fair point. But I'm saying it like it has been posted about publicly. It's yeah, on right. Ultra Times Forum somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. I guess theoretically you could take Ice Nova just to have another instant cast to cast while moving. Bank as many Ice Lance and Frost Fire Bolts as you can. You know, keep them for when you're moving. At least one.
Right. Just
reroll Worgen for Dark Flight.
No, because that's Alliance, and we don't do that.
Oh, wow. Some rude people here.
You know it.
Do people play Alliance still? Is yeah. that a thing? Besides PvP?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess you could run. You could run Altered Time for the positional aspect.
Of yeah, it. Yeah, you've mentioned
that's
that.
That's about already. All you can do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what are some advanced tips and tricks then? Like you just mentioned this half second on was it Ice Flows? What else is there to up your game just that little extra bit?
Ice Flows, taking advantage of Altered Time a lot. Like, learn to love that spell because it's going away and it makes me really sad. But
oh, jeez.
It can get you out of so many things. It can get you into so many things. Just learn to abuse it. Tips and tricks. Like Evaness, if you want to play for the team more than personally, so you're willing to lose Ice Flows, Evaness can cheese a lot of mechanics. Well, I mean, there's a couple of mechanics that, you know, are personal gain, like Iron Reaver's Barrage. You can just kind of let it hit you.
Right.
Instead of having to use Ice Flows to get out, you can use Evaness to stay in, which is kind of why it's in the movement tier. There's not too much about the spec, really. Just for the most part, you know when the AoE phases are. Know, you know, if Frozen Orb is going to get, you know.
What AoE?
Yeah, like, what AoE is it? Like,
no, is I it meant, worth, like, what AoE? you don't have AoE.
Yet. Yeah, that's true. But, like, Valhari's adds, right?
Yeah.
Zul'Harak, moving in to get it, taking on all the imps and such, and all three boss adds, that's pretty good. I like to blink in, like, hit Alter Time, blink in, hit Orb, so it's, like, actually taking on everything instead of, like, the very edge of Zul's hitbox, and then Alter Time back out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, like, there's not that much to the spec.
it's a fun, I mean, I know you've been playing it for years and years, but it's a pretty fun spec, I'd say.
Yeah, that's just, there's... Like, you know, as far as tips go, like, save your procs for important adds. Save your Frozen Orb and Ice Novas for AoE. You know, if you lose an entire usage of Frozen Orb, saving it, but it's going to tick, you know, twice as much on one mob.
Mm-hmm.
That might be worth doing. The loss of Ice Lances over time might not be, but, you know, when it becomes three adds or, you know, six in Zul'Harak, that's definitely worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're right. Awesome.
Rob, do you have any extra questions or other questions?
I don't think so, man. I was just really mainly happy to hear about a lot of the talent choices and some things that just made it seem, you know, you just really kind of helped prove that it. Some of this stuff is like, I don't know, I don't want to use the word mandatory, but like, you know, you there's a little more freedom than you would expect or you know, the benefit is marginal. So, you know, for casual folks, you can go with what feels right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, especially at the casual level, focusing on getting the basics of your spec will trump any talent choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're running Rune of Power because that's what the best mages do, and you're only getting 60% uptime.
Yeah, you're not ever even standing. Yeah.
Like, you know, play to your strengths. Play what you know, and at least learn the spec. Don't be afraid to ask someone, like, we have a help form on Altered Time. Ask someone, hey, what am I doing wrong? Here's my logs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, you might not get too much because I know a lot of people are looking for major things. Like, oh, did you screw up your opener?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many people are focused on, hey, this is the optimal set.
Yeah.
It's play what you are good at. Play what is, you know, even easiest for you if you're not that great of a player.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't worry about Iskar. Don't worry about that.
Iskar.
Stupid fight.
Yep, it is. All right, well, then I guess we're done with Frost
Mage. Yeah, I think so, man. All right. I think so. Love you.
Had to throw it in there again.
You know, send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything you'd like to add to this topic or have questions about future topics, or if you just want to leave us a voicemail or join the Discord channel, this you can get all that information over at thetrainingdummies.com.
All right, we have a little new segment where we've got on the show. This is our second one, so it's a little rapid fire questions. So we'll play the bump first.
What kind of game is this?
What the hell is an Undercity anyway?
How do I run in heels?
Hang on, is that hip-hop?
Isn't Volstadt dead?
Do you believe in magic?
Whatever happened to Scorch and Fang?
What smells like wet dog?
What's a void ray?
What happened to that silver hand in the sky?
Do you fight with a fish?
Which came first, the Doomhammer or the Doomhammers?
Ready to play?
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Why, I guess.
Okay, if a train leaves Chicago at 2 o'clock going 20 miles an hour, and a plane leaves Anaheim at 3:15 going 523 miles an hour, what is the square root of 144?
12.
All right.
Boom. What is the name of the secret level in Diablo 3?
Diablo 3?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Whimsyshire?
Yeah, hey, nailed it.
Look at that. What was Heroes of the Storm called before Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, I have no idea.
It was Blizzard All-Stars, and I think it even started as Blizzard Dota to begin with.
Oh, okay.
What does Dartol's Rod of Transformation transform its owner into?
Firbolg.
All right. Firbolg. I would have never got that one.
Nice.
Where do you need to catch old, or where do you need to fish to catch old Crafty?
I believe that's Ironforge.
No, that one's Orgrimmar.
Oh, it's Orgrimmar. Damn.
What is my current favorite hero in Heroes of the Storm?
I heard it's Junkrat.
Dang it. That's not even the right game, but
we'll give it to you though.
I'm definitely thinking right now.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
All right. Yeah, you probably have another bumper here, huh?
Yep.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got for shoutouts this evening?
Justin and Jab, who have really kind of been my Overwatch buds, and that is super awesome. Fabelina and her husband, Scornflakes, because I actually got into a match against them.
Oh, right on. That's awesome.
Overwatch, and I tried to make a deal with Fabelina that we wouldn't kill each other, and we killed each other. And I just wanted to say sorry, not sorry. So definitely to them and to the raid team who have still been trucking along. And, well, man, we rocked it pretty hard last week, I'd have to say.
Yeah, we did.
So I'm pretty hyped about that. And even though you're going to be playing from a hotel room, I'm certainly looking forward to getting there again tomorrow.
Definitely.
Daryl, what about you?
Well, as always, as you mentioned, a raid team, Team Crab Dick, we are doing awesome. Next week is our planned first heroic Archimonde kill. We're going for one more week here of upper Hellfire just to get a few last pieces of gear for some that are still missing. So definitely shout out to those guys. And shout out to Akuni. Thank you very much for coming on the show this evening to talk Frost Mages.
Thanks for having me. It's quite fun.
And do you have any shout outs or you want to give this evening?
Yeah. Everyone over at Altered Time, especially Kama and Frosted for their endless support on Simulation Craft. Also to Midnight Sanctuary for actually letting me raid Frost at all levels of progression.
That's awesome, man. That's cool that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap this up, Cooney, do you want to let people know where they can reach you or if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
Probably the easiest way to find me is Altered Times IRC.
And it's not easy.
It's not. I'm elusive. I have a terrible habit of disappearing for weeks at a time, but that is probably the easiest place to find me. Otherwise, if you really need to throw me a mail on US Storm Rage,
okay.
People have done that for years, so I have no problem with it.
I was this close.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I guess that's the end of episode 120 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.